Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub. Think about the last time you felt sad. What did you do to cheer yourself up? Well, today we'll meet a man who was feeling pretty low himself, and he was so determined to find happiness that he embarked on an adventure. An adventure that he hoped would chase those blues away. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called The Happiest Person in the World. People have been sharing versions of this tale for many years in many places, from Africa to Italy to Uzbekistan. That's a country in Central Asia. Some really great people came together to bring you this folktale, including Emmy Award-winning actor John Cryer. If you are a grown-up listening right now, you may remember him most recently from the sitcom Two and a Half Men. So, circle around, everyone, for The Happiest Person in the World. Once, there lived a man named Jonah. Jonah had a big house with a large field. He had a kind, loving wife and three wonderful children. Jonah also had many good friends and neighbors. In short, Jonah had everything a man could ever want. But one fall morning, as Jonah woke up beneath his fluffy down comforter, he noticed that his heart felt heavy. His eyes filled with tears as he gazed out the window of his big house.
The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and yet I feel so unhappy.
Determined to shake this feeling, Jonah got out of bed, kissed his family goodbye, and went outside.
I think I'll take a walk through the countryside. That should be just the thing to cheer me up.
Jonah hiked for hours. He noticed the bright oranges, yellows, and reds of the autumn leaves. He felt the tingle of the clear, crisp air. He wandered past sheep and cows contentedly grazing and friendly furry dogs wagging their tails. But when he got back home, still, he wasn't happy.
This is the worst. I've never been so unhappy in my life. Maybe I should go to the city to get rid of this sadness.
The next morning, Jonah got out of bed again, kissed his family goodbye again, and set out for the big city. When he got there, he dined at the most delicious restaurants and went to the fanciest shows. He bought a necklace for his wife, toys for his kids. He even bought himself a pair of soft, fuzzy slippers. But when he returned home again?
All this time in the city, and I still feel down in the dumps. Whatever will I do?
As the weeks went by, Jonah felt gloomier and gloomier. He didn't sled with his kids when the first snow fell. He hardly spoke to his friends and neighbors. Before long, he could barely get out of bed in the morning, even when the family was having his favorite breakfast of blueberry pancakes. One day, as Jonah moped around the house, his wife had an idea.
Oh, Jonah, we must chase away this storm cloud above your head. Perhaps you could visit your wise aunt who lives by the pond in the woods. Maybe she can bring your blue skies back again.
Jonah lifted his head and shrugged his shoulders.
Well, I guess it can't hurt to try.
Jonah headed to the woods and followed the path until he reached the pond. When he stepped inside his wise aunt's cabin, she greeted her nephew with a hug.
Jonah, how lovely to see you. What brings you here today? And why do you look so sad?
Oh, Auntie, no matter what I do or where I go, I'm so unhappy. Do you know how I might find happiness again?
Jonah's aunt smiled.
Why, yes, Jonah. I know exactly what you must do.
Jonah leaned in closely. He didn't want to miss a word of his wise aunt's advice.
The answer, my child, is this. You must find the happiest person in the world. And when you find this person, you must trade your shirt for theirs. Once you and the happiest person in the world have exchanged shirts, you will be happy again.
Jonah took in what his aunt had told him.
Well, that doesn't sound so hard. Thank you, Auntie. Thank you so much.
And thus began Jonah's search for the happiest person in the world. Do you think Jonah will track down the happiest person in the world? And if he does, do you think he will find the happiness he seeks? We'll find out after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/circle round. That's Indeed.com/circle round. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to Circle Round. I'm Rebecca Shear. Today, our story is called The Happiest Person in the World. When we left off, Jonah was setting off to find the happiest person in the world. Jonah's wise aunt said that if he could find this person and trade shirts, happiness would once again be his. Jonah wandered long and far through cities, towns, and country, and with everyone he met, he would ask the same question.
Tell me, are you happy?
And they would answer.
Why, yes, I am very happy.
Oh, I've never felt happier.
All the happiness in the world is mine.
Each time this happened, Jonah would ask another question.
But if I gave you all my money and my big white house and my large green field, would you be happier?
A big white house?
A large green field?
Of course I'd be happier.
I'd be overjoyed.
Oh, I would definitely be happier with more of such things.
This sort of exchange happened again and again. And over, Jonah would shake his head and frown.
But I am looking for someone who would not be happier if they had more things. Someone who is already happy with who they are and what they have. There's no way you can be the happiest person in the world.
Feeling lower than ever, Jonah trudged his way through the forest. He slouched down on a tree stump, his head in his hands. It was spring, and the birds were chirping as they collected food for their newborn chicks. But that wasn't the only sound Jonah heard. Somewhere in the forest, someone was whistling. Jonah jumped up from the tree stump.
Whoever is whistling such a cheerful song must be a very happy person indeed. Maybe I'll give this one more try.
Jonah wound his way through the woods, following the sound of the cheerful whistling. At last, he came to a clearing. There, in a beam of sunshine, a woodcutter was swinging his axe and whistling as he swung. Jonah knew that splitting wood was very hard work, yet for some reason, this man was loving every minute. Amazed, Jonah stepped forward.
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you a question?
The woodcutter stopped his swinging and put down his axe.
Ask away, my friend. Always glad to help a traveler.
Jonah braced himself. He'd asked this question thousands of times before. Would the answer be any different this time?
What I want to know is...
He took a deep breath.
Are you happy?
The woodcutter chuckled, his eyes twinkling in the sun.
My friend, you've come to the right person. I'm as happy as I can be.
Jonah's heart fluttered.
Well, what if I told you that I would give you all of my money and my big white house and my large green field here and now? I'd just give it to you, all of it. Would that make you happier?
The woodcutter smiled.
My friend, I have no need for your money or your house or your field. And I wouldn't trade places with a king or queen.
Jonah couldn't believe his good luck.
At last, I have searched far and wide for the happiest person in the world, and finally, I've found you. There's just one more thing I have to ask. Can we trade shirts?
The woodcutter threw back his head and laughed. He laughed and he laughed until the forest echoed with his laughter. Jonah was confused.
Why are you laughing? Look, my shirt is made from the softest of cotton and has the most beautiful of patterns. Please, I must find happiness again. Won't you trade shirts with me?
The woodcutter finally grew quiet. He looked Jonah straight in the eye and unzipped his tattered coat. That's when Jonah saw that the happiest person in the world wasn't wearing a shirt. In fact, he didn't even own one.
You see, my friend, I have no need for the softest of cotton or the most beautiful of patterns. There is nothing to trade.
But how is that possible? My aunt said the happiest person in the world would trade shirts with me, and then I would be happy too.
Ah, what a journey you must have had. Perhaps, my friend, you do not need a special shirt. Perhaps there is no special shirt. Perhaps everything you need to be happy in your life is already yours.
And with that, the woodcutter zipped up his tattered coat and went back to swinging his axe and whistling. As Jonah traveled the many miles back to his big house and large field, he thought about what the woodcutter said. Along the way, he smiled at the people he passed. He patted the furry little dogs that chased after him. He even whistled his favorite songs as loudly as he could. When Jonah returned home, the sun had just come up over the horizon. He gathered his wife and children in a big hug and felt his heart grow light. Over a hot breakfast of blueberry pancakes, Jonah gazed upon his family and knew that now, and always, everything he needed to be happy was right here. Now it's your turn. What makes you happy? Is it a person in your life or people? Maybe it's an activity you enjoy doing, or a place you like to visit. Maybe it's just a big bowl of ice cream. Find a piece of paper and draw a picture of what brings you happiness. Then share it with someone you love. Coming up next time on Circle Round, a boy and his mother make the best rice cakes around. But when one of those rice cakes rolls down the mountain, you won't believe what happens.
Mama! Mama! Our rice cakes with a special recipe! I dropped one and it's heading toward the sea. I must go get it.
Come back here! Don't tangle with the Oni! Who knows what those monsters will do?
Hudson Yang stars with Tamlin Tomita in the Japanese folktale The Rice Cakes and the Oni. Special thanks to our actors in today's tale, Laura C. Harris, Dolores King-Williams, Anya Whelan-Smith, Keshav Mudliar, John Lesko, Mitch Hebert, and John Cryer. You grown-ups can catch 2.5 Men on Netflix and network TV. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. And all you grown-ups out there, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/CircleRoundPodcast. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling around with us.